has taken the Taraweeh Salah. The 27th Parah was recited. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about that whatever actions a person does in this world, he will definitely get recompense. And there are two groups of people. One are the people of Iman, piety. Innal muttaqina fi jannati wa uyun. Allah has kept beautiful gardens for them, rivers flowing. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them, they will be taking it. And in this world, they left were very pious people, they were good people. In the night, there's quite a bit of time they spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after reading tahajjud salah, wa bil asharihum yastaghfirun. At the time of Tari, they did not feel that they had done a great thing, but they would make tawbah and istighfar. As Rakim Sahib rahmatullah says, minimum, if a person wakes up for tahajjud namaz, at the time of Tari, at least three times, read istighfar, minimum. So inshallah be included also among those people, wa bil asharihum yastaghfirun. At the time of Tari, they are making istighfar. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa fi amwalihim. In the money which they have got a haq and a right. It means we are doing a favor to somebody when we are spending money in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Those people have got a right over us in our money. And for the people who are asking, people who do not ask, a person must spend his money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he must sit and ponder about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens and the earth. And wa fi anfusikum afalatu basirun. In your own life also, a person ponders and he will see the great kudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah created him. And the most amazing system, the greatest proof of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is man himself. When a person will look into himself, every part of his body, just take the eye, you take the ear, one part of the body, and in there he will find and see the kudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to see the angels, they went to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a pious servant of Allah. They gave him glad tidings of his son and of Nabuwat, etc. And on the other hand, they went to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's nation, and they punished those people. Because here you can see a person who does good actions, Allah rewards him in a likewise manner. And those who do evil actions, what a punishment was sent down upon them. These people were involved in the evil action of homosexuality. It's such a filthy action. In the Quran Allah says, مَا سَبَقَكُمْ يَا أَحْبِنَ حَدِي مِنَ الْعَالَمِ. No one in the human universe before them had engaged in themselves in this filthy action. It is such an immoral action. And in today's time, another lesbianism which also has become common. So these two evil qualities, the very severe warnings I mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding them. And as we had mentioned in the 19th para, where Lut alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنِّي لَعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ. So he and his family people are the only people who remain pure and chaste from all his filthy actions. And he told the people that I've got complete hatred, ashaddul bukhs, the most severe, intense hatred for this evil action of you people. So this must be our attitude to those people who are trying to promote homosexuality and lesbianism and all of these things. That not only we feel bad in our heart, but actually a person has to have that iman to say that inni la'amalikum min al-qalin, they've got extreme hatred for your filth and the dirt which you people are promoting. And Allah Ta'ala, what a punishment he sent down upon these people, that stones were sent down, and each stone was marked with their names, and he completely destroyed these people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we left a sign for the people who fear the big punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a painful punishment, till the day of Qiyamah, the place where they had passed away, where they were destroyed. Till today, nothing is growing in that place, the Dead Sea, it's even called a Dead Sea, and nothing can live inside there. So Allah Ta'ala has kept that as a sign for us till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Firaun and Musa alayhi salam and Firaun, and how Allah Ta'ala destroyed Firaun, and he kept Musa alayhi salatu wasalam protected. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's nation, some of that thing happened. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, remember, فَخِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, that run, turn your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only turn your attention, run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And never ever take any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The object of coming in this world was, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, to come and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to engage in that, to become a true servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the forms of worship is actually to bring a person towards true servitude for a person to surrender himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat is not supposed to create pride in a person, it's supposed to create abadiyat, bandagi, servitude, that I am nothing at all. And humbleness is supposed to come into a person. What normally prevents a person from ibadat is his rozi and sustenance. Allah said, I do not ask from them rozi and sustenance. I don't want them to feed me. Allah is the one who is giving rozi and sustenance. But you people worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next surah, Surah Al-Tur, also Allah Ta'ala mentioned similar things, that the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is a reality. Inna azaba rabbika lawaqi'. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how much of yaqeen they had. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum was walking past one house, and one Sahabi radiallahu anhum was reading this surah, yeah, and he just heard this ayat. And for 1 month after, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhum was sick, he wasn't well. People never understood the reason for it. So wondering what happened to him. But just because of hearing this ayat, inna azaba rabbika lawaqi'. The azab of your Rabb is a reality, it's definitely going to happen and occur. There is no doubt about it. ma'alahu min dafiya, when it comes no one is able to repel it. So they, such fear they had in the, when they had the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our person must keep that always in mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the other hand, there is the places of Jannah for the people, and what great bounties Allah has kept for them, faqiyatin wa lahmin, the fruit, and whatever meat these people desire, Allah will give it to a person. In Jannah they will be arguing and fighting amongst themselves, playing around with glasses, but there won't be any screaming, there won't be any futile speech, and young boys will be going around making khidmat of these people, and they will be sitting and facing one another as they're drinking and eating, enjoying themselves. Whatever ni'mat and bounties they want to, they will have. They will be sitting and reclining on beautiful chairs, which will all be placed in different rows, and Allah Ta'ala will get them married to the beautiful woman of Jannah. Play great bounties Allah has kept, and in Jannah they will be sitting and talking. And they said, remember, in this world, in the world we remained, we were fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearful of the punishment of Allah ta'ala. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا, Allah has made ihsan and kindness upon us. Allah saved us from the azab of Jahannam, of the difficult punishment here. In the world we used to call to Allah ta'ala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has bestowed us with all of these things. So a person who makes a small amount of sacrifice in this world, it's only for temporary, for a few days, and then he will get the everlasting bounties of the year after. In the next surah, Surah Al-Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that wahi and revelation is on one side, which is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no doubt in this wahi and revelation. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak from his own desires. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ, it is only wahi and revelation which has come to him. And who has it come from? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually saw Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, so there is no doubt about it. And never mind Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no, definitely no doubt. And the people knew that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever spoke lies in his life. So our sanad is from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Jibreel alayhi salam to from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever revelation we have got is most solid. There is nobody who can ever doubt any one word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the other hand, people who are worshipping those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah mentions about them that إِيَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ, whatever you are worshipping besides Allah ta'ala, there is no proof you have got. You are only following your thoughts, whatever your heart desires. Whereas وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَىٰ, hidayat and guidance has come to Allah, come to you, come to people from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, Allah Ta'ala has control of this world and the akhirah. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man has got no control at all of anything in this world. So why is a person following مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمِ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ, people are only following their thoughts, what they are conjecturing and making up in their mind. And وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنْ الْحَقِّ شَيْعَ, whenever these conjectures you have got against knowledge, through that the truth, it can never ever be of any benefit at all. So those who have turned away from our dhikr, and their object of life is only this worldly life, فَارِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى, turn away from such people. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, this is the level and the extent of their knowledge. They have got some things in this world which is all based on conjecturing, they're making up things from their mind. On the other hand, you've got wahi and revelation, that which has come to us from Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there is no doubt at all about it. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the surah mentions that whatever is conditions in this world is from Allah ta'ala. Allah is the one who makes a person laugh and a person cry. Allah is the one who gives life and Allah is the one who gives death. Allah is the one who has created human beings, males and females. And Allah ta'ala is the one who will give life a second time. Allah is the one who makes a person poor and a person rich. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has destroyed past nations. So all of this is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Suratul Qamar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Qiyamah and the signs of Qiyamah, it's a reality. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ, Qiyamah is very, very close, and the moon has split. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a miracle when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua once to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the moon was split thereafter by the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the kuffar saw it. And this was a sign of Qiyamah also, that how Allah ta'ala split the moon in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Allah ta'ala to split the whole earth and to split all the celestial bodies is nothing difficult at all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Qiyamah will happen and all of these things will be split up. People couldn't understand how can such a thing like this happen. So Allah ta'ala showed it in front of the kuffar, but they were not prepared to accept still, they were very obstinate. So Allah ta'ala mentions other examples of people who are obstinate and how Allah ta'ala destroyed them. وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ الْوَاحِ وَدُسُرِ, Allah ta'ala said, look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the people were against him, but how Allah ta'ala carried him on a ship, and Allah says, not even a ship, something which was made from boards and some nails. The person just takes some nails and boards and he drops it together, joins it together. There was no factories and machines and huge things. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam building himself, there was no technology, and he put this together, and Allah ta'ala protected it. A weak structure, And Allah Ta'ala gives such protection that all the people were saved there, and all the other kinds of structures which people had, all the other kinds of planning, and all of these things were completely destroyed in the flood. So how Allah Ta'ala said, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَالنُّذُورِ, how was my punishment and my warning of the people? I had given them so much of warnings. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرٍ, we have made the Quran Sharif very, very easy for a person to take lesson. But is there anyone ready to take lesson? A person must take lessons from the Quran Sharif. So many stories, incidents, Allah is mentioned in the Quran over and over for people to take lesson. Another meaning of this ayat is, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ, we have made the Quran Sharif very, very easy for a person to remember. Is there anyone to remember the Quran Sharif? And this is a great miracle of the Quran Sharif. Till Qiyamah, that how people memorize the Quran Sharif. And young boys, 10 years, 11 years, sometimes even younger people you get, and they memorize the whole Quran Sharif. You don't even know the language, and the person memorizes it. And in the month of Ramadan, in Tarawih, Allah Ta'ala exposes that miracle, makes it very clear to all the people that how the person is reading Quran Sharif. And the person is like shocked and just certain things, that how the words of the Quran Sharif are just flowing from his mind. He's just reading, he doesn't even think, now what am I reading? And 848 pages, 850 pages of the Quran Sharif, the person is just reading it. And never mind the hafiz of Quran, every single Muslim, he's also a hafiz of some portion of the Quran, whether it's 10 surahs, 20 surahs. Ask any other religion how much of the Bible you know. Even you ask a priest how much he knows of the heart of the Bible. Maybe he may not even know one page also. And whereas the Quran Sharif, every single Muslim person who performs Salah, he knows that Surah Fatiha, four or five surahs, he knows he's in the heart of a person. What a miracle of the Quran Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala exposes it to us. Many times you see boys becoming hafiz of Quran. So we take it for granted because we see it amongst ourselves. It's so common. This person has become hafiz, this person has become hafiz. But really, it is a great, what a great miracle of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This 850 pages, 6,000, over 6,000 ayat, they go in the mind of a person and he remembers it. And if he just reads it also. And even sometimes you find some people who are extremely weak, they can't remember anything else, but they become hafiz of Quran. That remains very strong in the mind of a person. So this is the open miracle of the kalam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and it's a clear sign till Qiyamah of the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif. The Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions other nations also who were destroyed. Again, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's nation is mentioned in great detail. And as we had mentioned before, that if a person studies the Quran Sharif, he finds over and over Allah Ta'ala has spoken about the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and the evil action of homosexuality which they were involved in, and the punishment which came down upon them, because whatever incidents Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran is still Qiyamah. And many, unfortunately, of those qualities will come into the Muslim people, will come in the environment. So Allah is warning us from beforehand that these are very harmful things. And look at how these people were eventually destroyed. The next surah is Surah Ar-Rahman, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions His great, great favors and bounties. Allah Ta'ala starts off Ar-Rahman. Allah Ta'ala, through His mercy and His kindness, Allama Al-Quran. All the bounties Allah Ta'ala mentioned, physical bounties and all other bounties. But the first bounty Allah mentioned is the Ruhani bounty, the spiritual bounty, which is the greatest need of men. خلق الإنسان, Allah Ta'ala created human beings. But even more important than the creation of human beings is the Quran Sharif, speaking of the Quran Sharif. Because if a man comes in the world and he doesn't have the Quran with him, he doesn't have a revelation with him, then he's not fit to be a human being also. Then he's تَلَنَعَمِ بَلْهُمْ أَبَلْ, he's not like an animal, he's worse than an animal. So great bounty Allah has given through His mercy. Allah has taught the Quran. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, Allah Ta'ala has taught man how to speak. SubhanAllah, what a ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person is speaking. We're not even thinking when we are speaking. This letter must be read here. This letter must be done. If you do tajweed, you'll learn that all the makharij, a certain place they come out from. When a person is speaking, no one thinks about these things. And animals, they cannot speak. They can make some noises. But human beings, one special bounty Allah has granted to them, Allamahul Bayan, to speak. What a ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The sun and the moon, the stars, the different types of trees Allah has made. Some of them are on the ground, some of them got stems. The heavens which Allah has raised, and the earth which Allah Ta'ala has placed down. All the different types of fruits. So the ayya ala rabbikuma tukadhiman. Which bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are you denying? Allah Ta'ala mentions 8 bounties of this world, and Allah asks, which bounties of Allah Ta'ala are you denying? Then Allah mentions 7 ayats with punishment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because the ulama say there are 7 doors of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala is asking, yeah, these are bounties I'm telling you. Ulama asks, how can they be a bounty when Allah is mentioning punishment? So they say that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is warning us that if you don't do these actions, then you'll be punished. So if a person is warning you that don't go on a certain road, there are crooks there. So this person has done you a great favor, he saved you from harm. So Allah is saving us from harm. Allah is mentioning to us that stay away from the fire of Jahannam. Look how much of harm they're using there. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions the 8 ayat of the Quran Sharif where the bounties of Jannat are mentioned. And Allah mentions after every one of them, from the ayya ala rabbikuma tukadhiban. 8 bounties, because 8 times it's mentioned, there are 8 doors of Jannah. That says you can enter Jannah, there are 8 doors. So look at all of these bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah mentions 2 groups. One group will be very high, extremely lofty those who made extra effort in this world. So Allah mentions their bounties first. And then after the day after, Allah mentions the other people who will get Jannah also, but of a lower level. So we should always make an effort to work for the higher level. Which in the next surah, Surah Waqiyah, also Allah Ta'ala mentions the three groups. That Allah says when the Qiyamah will take place, then it will be a day of Khafidah to Rafi'ah. Some people will be lowered and some people will be raised. Some people in this world, they had lot, they were abundant, they had. But they will be lowered and disgraced in the Akhirat. And some people outwardly, they had nothing in this world, but they prepared for the life of the year after. Allah will raise those people and give them high stages. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions, remember this whole earth, it has got no value in the sight of Allah. It will be shaken and broken into smithereens, the huge mountains also. Haba'an mumbassa, it will be like dust particles of no value at all. Don't put your heart in these things. Prepare for the life of the Akhirat. Allah says there are three groups. Ashabul Maiman are the people of the right and the people of the left. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ those people who made effort in this world, they went forward. They are the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions the bounties which Allah has granted to them. And then Allah mentions the bounties which Allah grants to the second group of people, of the pious people, of the people of Iman who will enter Jannah eventually, but not of the level of the first people. And then the group of Ashabu Shimal, the people of the left, and the punishment they will go through, Allah mentions this here. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why are you denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are the ones who have created you. فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ why don't you believe? We created you. The sperm that which a person which comes out from him, do you think that you created it, or are we the ones who have created it? Allah Ta'ala is the one who created it. And then after Allah Ta'ala created a person, Allah Ta'ala didn't leave a person in this world. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ we needed food, and the greatest amount of food a person needs is bread. So Allah says that what you have planted in the ground, are you the one who have planted it, giving it life to it, or are we the one? If you wanted to, we could have made it completely destroyed. Nothing will grow. The plant will remain, the seed will remain in the ground. Allah is the one who has given it life and makes it into a flower, what a person takes benefit from. Then the water, a person is in need of water. So Allah says, the water which you are drinking, you bring it down from the heavens, from the clouds, or are we the one bringing it down? If you wanted to, we could have made the water better. Why don't you make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What a ni'mat Allah has given you of water. And then the fire which you now need to make your bread, to join the water and the flour together, you make your bread. You need the fire also. You need fire to warm yourself up. Are you the one who creates the fire, or is Allah Ta'ala the one, the creator of the fire? You just take one match and you light it, and suddenly a fire comes out from where non-existence, it comes into existence. Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ جَعَلْنَاهَا تَذْكِرَةً وَمَتَاعًا لِلْمُقْوِينَ it is of benefit for a person. He'll use the fire as a mata'a, as a means of benefit. But the first thing a person must take from fire is tazkiratan. It is a reminder for a person, as we had mentioned the other day, of Jahannam. Whenever a person sees fire, he must think of the fire of Jahannam. It must remind a person. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam on the Quran Sharif, that if a person holds on to the Quran Sharif, a person will inshallah reach the level of sabiqun, as-sabiqun, the people of the highest levels, and he will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. He will understand the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last surah is Suratul Hadid. And some ulama say that in this ayat Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the method of getting izzat and honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is by obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first way a person will get obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when a person has ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah Ta'ala is. So here in the beginning Allah Ta'ala mentions in great detail all the signs or the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, whatever is in the heavens and the earth, they are all making tasbih and speaking about the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most powerful, the most wise. Heavens and the earth is in the hands of Allah ta'ala. Allah gives life, Allah gives death. Allah is the one who has full power over everything. Allah is the one who has created the heavens and the earth in a period of 6 days. Wherever a person, Allah knows everything in this world. Wherever you are, Allah is with a person. And Allah is fully aware exactly of what is in the, whatever action a person is doing. Allah enters the day into the night into the day. And they are the secrets of the heart. Allah ta'ala is fully aware of the day. So when a person understands who Allah ta'ala is, then now Allah says, spend in the path of Allah ta'ala. Believe in Allah and His Rasul, and spend your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who spend earlier, remember whatever you are spending, Allah controls everything in the heavens and the earth. So those who spend earlier, مَنْ أَنْفَقَ مِنْ قَبْلِ الْفَتْحِ وَقَاتَلْ they can never be equal to the people who spend later on in life. When Islam is down, and there isn't much in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in today's time also Islam is down outwardly, a time will come when Islam will rise in the whole world also. But now a person who spends his time, a person who spends his wealth, he brings alive Islam when Islam is right down. The people who come later on, they can never equal those people. So a person, when he has got the opportunity, with all the fitnas around, and a person spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says, who is the one who will give Allah a beautiful loan? And Allah will give back the loan in great, great abundance. In this world, to give any loan with the intention of getting any money back is haram, it's called interest. But when you are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minimum Allah gives back 700 times, and Allah increases far, far greater. And where a person will see it on the day of Qiyamah, when that sadaqah and charity will be a means of nur for a person, it will be a means of shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a light for a person over the sirat into Jannah. And on the other hand, a munafiq people who did not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be deprived of that light. They won't be able to find that light on the day of Qiyamah. They will be told, go back in the world and look for that light, that they will not be allowed to return in this world. Allah ta'ala asked the question, hasn't the time now come for the people of Iman that their hearts lower themselves and they start fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they start preparing? Do not become like those people whose hearts became hard, like the Jews and the Christians. And remember, Allah ta'ala gives life to the dead earth. After when it is dead, Allah gives life to it. So the heart of the people who have become hard, dead, by means of the Quran Sharif, by means of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, they become alive again. The person must be very particular with this Quran Sharif and the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, the heart remains alive. Then inshallah, a person doesn't become hard-hearted and he doesn't forget about akhirat, the life of the year after. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second last ruku mentions about the worldly life. It is only a play and a pastime and a bit of beautification and people having fakhr and pride amongst themselves and trying to increase more money and children. But Allah says the example of this is the plantations, that rain which is coming down, and you get beautiful, beautiful plantations for one season only. And at the end of the season, there are small smatterings they turn into completely destroyed. There's nothing left of that thing. You can't even see it. You never know it existed yesterday. This is the example of this worldly life. Do not be deceived by the glitter and glamour of this worldly life. It lasts for one season or two seasons, and then it's completely finished. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. In akhirat, in the year after, there is a severe punishment. And on the other side, there is a forgiveness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرِضْوَانِ in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This worldly life is nothing but a box of deception. It just outwardly looks beautiful, but actually inside there is nothing at all. So سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. When you understand this, hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and hasten towards Jannah, which is huge and massive, which Allah ta'ala has already prepared. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. This is the grace of Allah. Allah grants it to whomsoever He wants to when a person is preparing for akhirat. And you remember, there will be some calamities and difficulties in this world. It will happen. Everything was written in taqdeer for a person before Allah created it. So realize that if some halat and conditions come into a person's life, everything is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not have to become perturbed. I must realize this has come to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, a person inshallah will remain steadfast and a person will be safe from worry and grief and anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.